Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Senate candidate. U.S. Senate candidate. Because there is a Senate race in this state next year, believe it or not. Paul Dans joins us to talk Lindsey Graham. He's running against Lindsey Graham. Mr. Dans, good morning.
Hey, Tara. Good morning to you.
Well, you know, you sent me on a trip down memory lane when you emailed me because I've been doing this for long enough to remember Lindsey Graham, Gang of Eight member. You know, the guy, guys, Gang of Eight, where they were pushing for full amnesty. Almost got it, too. Just a couple of votes. And I remember Lindsey Graham mocking his constituents in South Carolina, saying he didn't want their votes if they didn't support amnesty. I even remember him saying, nobody's going to vote for you if you deport their grandmother. And so we can't deport anybody. That was his position. He was unapologetic about it. And it's almost as if it never happened. It drives me crazy. Well, now Lindsey Graham is out there, and he's all against Afghan immigrants, but that's not always been his policy either, has it?
No, a 180-degree turn as of last Friday Wednesday when the National Guard's woman was murdered. Lindsey has been the most vocal proponent on our side of the aisle for the Afghan refugees. He actually stood up there and three times sponsored a bill to basically make their pipeline to citizenship streamlined. As late as August 2025, he has SB Bill 2679. And I posted on X something that's been viewed 2 million times, but it's Lindsey in his own words saying, these people are going to stay. This is their home now. We have a moral obligation to them, and one day they'll make great citizens. This is a guy who literally imported terrorists into our homeland. He is completely checked out of life here in South Carolina, life really in America, because he has no stake in the future of this country. He's all about building things internationally for his own fame.
We're talking to Paul Dans. He is a U.S. Senate candidate, Republican primary, running against Lindsey Graham, actually in the primary next year. You want to talk, too, about why Lindsey Graham is focused on perks in Ireland instead of the cost of living in the U.S.
Again, this man has been in Washington 32 years, and he long ago gave up on helping make life better here at home. He is really a tool of foreign governments, one of them in particular, Israel. He literally has been there like seven times this past year. I guess spoke with the prime minister. He says, Mr. Prime Minister, what do you want me to tell the American people? So like this past Saturday, he's getting involved in the 4-acre park being renamed in Dublin, Ireland. Meanwhile, you know, people are like wondering where their next paycheck's coming in South Carolina. And it's just absurd that, you know, someone there is like worrying about things like in Ukraine, halfway around the world, fighting on the eastern border and shipping $300 billion while people are listening to this sitting in traffic in Greenville. He's just completely dislocated. And to him, us here in South Carolina are a mere inconvenience that every 6 years he has to go and kind of reinvent history to try to get our votes. And I'm stopping it. I'm not going to permit anymore. I'm standing up to stop this man.
Paul Danz, give us a little, because people don't know you, give us a little background on you. Who are you?
Sure. I'm an original America First guy. I've been working for President Trump for the last 11 years. I'm a lawyer by training. Unlike Lindsey Graham, I believe Carolina girls are the best in the world. I married one in this state 20 years ago. And basically, I'm a dad of 4.5. My wife's expecting our fifth. And I'm a guy who helped President Trump get elected in 16. I went to work for him in 20. In the first term, I was the first guy to actually drain the swamp to take over an agency called the Office of Personnel Management. I was the chief of staff under President Trump, and I returned that agency to the president. That controls the entire administrative state, the deep state. I'm the guy who went in there and fired people and said, no, you answer to the president. After the first term, I went to work for the Heritage Foundation and stood up Project 2025, which is basically the personnel and policy plans for Trump's second term. And 80% of what he's doing comes out of the work I led. I led thousands of people, hundreds of conservative groups, to make sure that the president was ready to roll day one and make this entire idea about taking back the country from the administrative state. So we've, you know, through my work, engineered basically a revolution to put the power back in the hands of the people. And that's what I'm going to. The swamp, the headwaters is the U.S. Senate, and people like will never get ahead unless we clear out people like Lindsey Graham. And that's what I'm fighting for.
We're talking to Paul Danz. Paul, I want to play this for you. And this is a trip down memory lane that I personally put.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This together, this compilation of clips. This is Lindsey Graham in 2016 and late 2016, when Trump was running, they were already accusing him of Russian collusion. Late 2016, early 2017, most of these clips are actually from 2017, threatening Donald Trump nightly. Very few people, aside from Adam Schiff, spent more time on TV driving the Russia collusion hoax. This is Trump. This is
100%.
Graham. Yeah, this is Graham threatening Trump on TV, saying you've got to keep Comey. We got to listen to Comey. We got to get to the bottom of it. I want you to hear this. Yeah. I played this for another candidate running in the primary, and I want to get your reaction to this. This is Lindsey Graham circa 2017.
It is very, very disturbing to me, and Russia needs to pay a price when it comes to interfering in our democracy. And any Trump person who was working with the Russians in a unacceptable way also needs to pay a price. We need a joint select committee in Congress to get to the bottom of it and also look at Trump's business ties to Russia. There's contacts between the Trump campaign and Russian intelligence officials outside the norm. That's not only big league bad, that's a game changer. And I would change my view as to what Congress should do. The president needs to back off here and let the investigation go forward. We need to call Comey and get to the bottom of all of this. Well, I think we need to have Comey come before the Judiciary Committee and clear the air. Did the president ever say anything to the director of the FBI that would be construed as trying to impede the investigation?
Can you want to react to that? That was what 2017 sounded like. By the way, everything you said there is fake. It's all been debunked now, but he drove a lot of it.
Yeah, no, he sounds like a Democrat prosecutor, which is what he is. Look, that man was one of the initial people who led the whole Russia collusion hoax. He is the guy who delivered, told John McCain to deliver the P dossier to the FBI in the first place. He started the whole ball rolling. And, you know, in 2017, they're trying to gaslight us now and pretend that this never happened. But this guy was always interfering, prosecuting the case against President Trump. And he did warn off President Trump from firing Mueller. What happened there is what we never built the wall, right? This is grandnesty. And the entire time they're delegitimizing President Trump and Lindsey Graham's carrying all the water with the Democrats on the so-called on the bipartisanship. But what doesn't get built is a wall. Fast forward to today, we have 20 million invaders. This man is a clear and present danger to our country. He must be drilled out of the U.S. Senate. He will flip in a heartbeat like he did on J7 right after Trump. He said, I'm done with this guy. And this is what the man does. He spends the next 4 years with Biden putting those judges in place, the same ones who are issuing the nationwide injunctions. He cannot be trusted. He's a snake. And that's why I'm standing up, because we know, ever given a chance, he would give full amnesty to the people here in the country again. And you know, he will obviously start this World War III. That he's dead set on kinetic violence, whether it's invading Iraq, Iran, Syria, you name it, now Venezuela. But he is set on really putting, deflecting things from home and fighting wars abroad. And that bankrupts everyone, and that's why there's no ability for anyone under 40 to even buy a house.
Paul Danz, somebody, if Lindsey Graham were here right now, I know what he would say to you. He'd say, but President Trump, you know, he's the closed borders guy. He's the anti-amnesty guy, and he endorsed me, not anyone else in this race. What do you say to that?
He endorsed Lindsey back in February. I jumped in this race in August precisely because he endorsed Lindsey Graham. I'm not going to that voting booth again and holding my nose, because I have five kids one day, and this is their future. And everyone who has kids or wants to have kids, you have to change the way. Look, Lindsey Graham went to Washington. The national debt was $5 trillion. It's now $38 trillion. There isn't a single thing in this man's record that he can show. And the reason is he's not going to be here because he doesn't come back to our state. He's afraid to show his face, and he would be afraid to debate. So I'll challenge him to a debate any day of the week. You want to talk, Senator Graham, let's have a debate. But look, he ran off. He's the most vulnerable U.S. senator in the entire Congress right now, and they're doing fundraisers for him in Florida. They won't even let him in this state. So people, get behind my campaign. It's pauldanz.com, D-A-N-S, and we're going to do this. Our polling shows if the race were held tomorrow, Lindsey and I would be in a runoff.
Paul Danz, where can people go to find out more about your website account?
Right, we're at pauldanz.com. You can contribute there, sign up to volunteer, send an email. I'd love to come talk to your group, meet you in person. We'll be around the state. You can get updates also at Danz for Senate on X and Facebook and Instagram.
All right, Paul Danz, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.